Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
for me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley
you.
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, church, let's enter in with all faith, trusting God for it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just thanking God right now that it's God who has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Whatever it is that's holding you down, whatever it is that's burdening you, amen, just give it all over to God this morning. Amen. Come on, cast all your cares and fears and burdens down this morning and pick up the peace that our Father gives. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. For the Bible says in Isaiah 55, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hallelujah. Hear and you, hallelujah, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways, hallelujah, your ways. Amen, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. Hallelujah. For as the rain comes down in the snow from heaven, and do not return them, but water the earth and make it bring forth a bud. Amen. And that it is may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Amen. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the beard shall come hollow up the myrtle tree, and it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that they shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for an invitation to abundant life. And we receive it right now with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us right now. Holy Spirit, lead us in prayer right now. Hallelujah. That we may receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come this morning, oh God, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. There's no one greater than you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, that you may have your way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, amen, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace. Oh God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. We thank you for every breath, every beat of our heart, every breath that we take. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, it's you that gave your angels charge over us. Amen. Please, we dash our foot against the stone. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, that you kept those in our family and all that we love are concerned about, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today that we can receive from you. Open up the channels of our spirit right now, huh, that we may receive a great pouring in, oh God, of our revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of our word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, fill this your temple with as much to come and glory as possible. Lord, we come to receive on today. We come to be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call upon your help on today. For your word said that you're ever-present help in the time of need. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for your help. Oh, Lord, move mighty on this line today. In every heart and mind, oh, God, to have an ear to hear and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome you right now. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for your way. Oh, Lord, we know you'll be a way maker, amen, a promise keeper, light in the darkness. We know you'll be a healer, oh God, hallelujah. We know you'll be a deliverer, oh God. We know that all things belong to you, oh God, and that there's nothing that you can't do. Hallelujah, the Bible says that with man it's impossible, with you, Father God, that all things are possible. So we come bringing everything to you, Father God, and we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus Christ is, hallelujah, and we believe in him, amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, and out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, Lord, create in us, hallelujah, clean hearts, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart of repentance in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, do hallelujah. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have created in us, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you that you've created within us a heart of worship for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you move mighty on this line, oh God, withholding nothing in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you're creating us, hallelujah, a heart of worship and a heart of thanksgiving. We choose to, hallelujah, and abide in the spirit of truth, amen, so that we are in continuous state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants with the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God, our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh Lord, help us on today, whoever was on it, he could have more shed than they have. As the deer pants for the water from Saul Paul's souls, that's for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even pines with the courts of the Lord our God. Our hearts and our friends cry out for the living God. Oh Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn heavenly increase in each of us. Uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, hallelujah, let no murmuring or complaining or backbiting nor evil be found in any of us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We magnify your name, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for this day. Lord, circumcise our hearts this morning. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, your tender mercy and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship for you. We rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship, oh God, in truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. Hallelujah, a sweet savior aroma that you would glorify, honor, and hallelujah, our lives, oh God, be a praise unto you, oh God, in the everything things of life, unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and out of admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hey, come on in, almost shed their hair. Oh Lord, we ask you to pray, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to renew a right spirit within us right down, that the mind of Christ arise within us over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you and we need you. We bless your name, God. Lord, help us today. Oh, Lord, strengthen us, oh God. Be our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving this morning. We thank you for all the good things that you, hallelujah, that you blessed us in our life, oh God. For you are the great of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence right now. For your presence are full of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose, amen. Because of your purpose, we're glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy, hallelujah, and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provisions that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, that we may, hallelujah, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you that, hallelujah, for your protection, that your perfect love casts out our own fear, hallelujah, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, amen, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us through all the storms that comes into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, help on today, oh God. We call upon your help, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for your help. Oh Lord, your word said when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their troubles. Lord, we come crying out on today for those that are lost, oh God, those that are sick, oh God, those that are financially burdened, oh God, those that are, hallelujah, that need your help, oh God. He kind of them all shot down the hair. Oh Lord, help on today. Those that are having problems in their marriage, oh God, those that are having problems with their children, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for that good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you this day, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, how your word says that eyes have not seen, hallelujah, hallelujah, ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of man, all that you have planned for us as your children, amen. And we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, that we are your children, oh God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your, hallelujah, for all that you've done on the cross. We thank you for the finished work, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help on today. Touch our mouth, oh God. Anoint our mouth this morning. Anoint our eyes and ears, oh God, that we may hear and receive from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, that we may speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That we will not be silent and understand and know that we are the light, oh God. That you are blessed to be a light in this world, oh God. That we do not operate in darkness. Amen. But we operate in your glorious light. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as if we're lost. Your word said that you are the way. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy trying to deceive us. We thank you that your word said that you are the truth, amen. We thank you, Lord God, when the enemy comes to kill, your word said that you are the life, amen. That we have it all in you, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating in us right now, and it's overtaking us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, that you pour our blessing on the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, praise the wicked out the land. Hallelujah, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, fill these, your temples, with as much the kind of glory as possible. Oh, Lord, we need you right now, like never before, Lord. Oh, Lord, increase the love, oh, God, in the hearts of your children, oh, God. Where love is withdrawn, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we need you right now. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Hiya, hiya. Let us not be tempted by the worldly things or possess the conversations of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that all that comes to nothing, but the only thing that lasts is what we do for you, Father God. Help us to keep our minds set on the things above. That's your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this morning. You didn't have to do it, Lord God, but you've done it all. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work on Calvary. We thank you for your shed blood and the power that's in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us. Amen. Hallelujah, that hallelujah, that makes all things new. We thank you for your shed blood, Lord Jesus. For we know whatever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And all that we have and will have, and all that we love, amen. the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right now that the battle is already won. Amen. God is removing the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare that our God will take care of the enemy that has, hallelujah, that has come up against us. What God has ordained for us. We decree and declare that our God is preserving us for what he has ordained for us to do. We decree and declare that we have won the victory. Amen. We believe God has sent his word and it will not return void. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and decree that God has finally anointed us to do his will. We decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We expect the victory that Jesus has won the victory for us on the cross. God's favor and blessings are on us today. Amen. We expect God's mercy and grace on us and those in our family. We expect God's favor on us today. Amen. We expect God to extend our life to the next rapture. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that God is going to give us supernatural increase to the next rapture. We will live and not die. We declare the works of the Lord. Amen. We declare that God's favor is on us and that he has given us his strength, wisdom, blessing, and peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we expect God's blessing in our life today. We believe God has given us his abundant life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name. We put on us this morning the full armor of God. Hallelujah. As we face this day, we decree the crown, the full armor of God covers us and protects us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And we cut ourselves loose. Anything that attached itself to us or on us from the cap of Satan. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, messenger of Satan, we cut you loose and we destroy you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are our life. Amen. Lord, whatever it is that you have for us to do, Lord, we ask that you be our strength, that we will be able to fulfill every assignment in this life, that we will not die prematurely, that we will be like Jesus said, it is finished. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, nothing undone, nothing unfinished. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we have the power and authority to decree a thing and it shall be established. So we decree and declare no setbacks, no missed opportunities, no abortions. Amen. Our mission will not be aborted. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we have the spirit of discernment to know what is evil and what is good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Though we fall, we get back up again because we have the resurrection power working on the inside. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed beyond measure. We are saints, amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, amen. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We are the righteousness of God. We are established to the end. We are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and we are free indeed. We are strong in the Lord. We are dead to sin. We are born in the comfort, amen. We are joined hands with Christ Jesus. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We are in Christ by his doings. Hiya, that's out of the bush. Lord, we just can't thank you enough. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen. We're partakers of his divine nature. We're called of God. We're ambassadors of Christ Jesus. Amen. We're God's workmanship, great in Christ Jesus, the good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're being changed into his image. Amen. We're a child of God. We're Christ's friend. We're chosen and appointed by God to bear his fruit. Amen. We're slaves to God. We're sons and daughters of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your word said that you and I withhold any good thing from us. So we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, many are suffering in their bodies of today, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask for healing on this line this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. Right now, oh God, Lord, many are
Many are suffering in their bodies, oh God. Many have given up, oh God. Hallelujah. But Lord, we pray all today, oh God, because we stand in your word, oh God. Hallelujah. There are two of them are gathered in your name, touching and agreeing. There you are in the midst. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would do, oh God. So Lord, you are our healer. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to your will, oh God. Hallelujah. That healing take place. That healing would spring forth in the body and the life of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, there are many that are struggling in their finances, Father God. Don't know where they're going to go on tomorrow. Don't know how it's going to work out, oh God. But Lord, we know that you're able to do all things. So Lord, we ask, oh God, that you're divine to intervene and work it all out for the good of the life of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you to be God of more than enough. Amen. We know, oh God, that you can take one that is little, oh God, one that is minute, oh God, and make it more than enough for you fed the thousands. Amen. We're just two fish and two loaves of bread. Lord, help on today. Lord, we can't, hallelujah, we can't thank you enough, but we stand on your word this morning, knowing that it is so and it shall be no other way, that it's already done. Amen. And we're just going to walk in your goodness. We're going to walk in your greatness, oh God. We're going to walk in your promises on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, which is yes and amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for traveling grace, for those of us that will be traveling on the road today or traveling right now, God. Lord, we pray that your blessings are not going and coming on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we or those in our family and love will take on today. Hallelujah. Over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ and protects us. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that did it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our homes. Father God, as we enter in for your word today, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, every spirit of unbelief. We come against the spirit, hallelujah. We can command those spirits to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of confusion and destruction and hallelujah, we come against it and you command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of distraction, amen, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, spirit of bitterness and resentment. We come against, hallelujah, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, pride, and lack, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction, and virus, the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, and worry, and pride. And we command you to cease your ways and die in the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion. Hallelujah. We come against every homosexual spirit. Amen. We come against every spirit of addiction, and we command you to cease your ways and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us today. Any spirit that's operating that's in our homes, oh Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, help on today. We command these spirits, hallelujah, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your Holy Spirit take, hallelujah, take control of us right now. Invade, hallelujah, fill these areas that have been vacated by the enemy, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit fill us up, amen, to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there will be no room for the enemy to, hallelujah, to enter in and take root, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 cups of peace, hallelujah, we still can thank you enough. Oh, Lord, let us receive fresh oil upon our head this morning. Amen. Fresh anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the anointing, hallelujah, the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. So we decree and declare our freedom on today from every bondage and every stronghold. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless the mouth of your apostle and mine, oh God, as I decrease, oh God, that you may have all the increase as the word go forth on today, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us and instruct us and guide us. And we shall receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, till the ground of our hearts. Hallelujah, so we can receive your implanted word, oh God.
let it be engrafted in our hearts and on our minds. Oh God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hey, come out of the in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give it all over to you, whatever it is, church, whatever it is that is holding you down, that is burdening you down this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah, take my yoke, for it is easy. For it is easy, he said. Hallelujah. We have been free. Let us live in that freedom. Hallelujah. Let us pray for one another. Let us not talk about a gospel Bible. Let us pray for one another. Let us touch and agree and pray about our brothers and sisters so that all may be delivered and set free from every attack of Satan and his agents. I decree and declare this morning in the name of Jesus Christ that every pit that the enemy has dug for you to fall in or for us to fall in, that they fall into their very own pits, amen. And every net that the enemy has laid out for us to be entangled in, amen, and captured, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak victory. I speak life into you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I call you blessed. I call you prosperous, amen. Hallelujah. I call you wealthy. Hallelujah. I call you victorious, amen. I call you Christ, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to understand this morning, church. Hallelujah. That Jesus did it all for us, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you did and said on yesterday or about this morning. Hallelujah. Come on today to receive, amen, your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you would just raise your hand up on today, this morning, say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, whatever it is that you have for me to do, oh God, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. How many of y'all know that God needs you, has work for you to do? There's an assignment that you have to fulfill. You shall not die, amen, prematurely. You shall fulfill every work that God has placed in your care in the name of Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ said, it is finished. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There were many times that they were trying to capture him, but it wasn't time yet. But when the time came, hallelujah, he said, it is finished. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. I speak blessings over all on today. If you can hear on today, if you can receive on today, amen, hallelujah. I silence the mouth of the evil speaker. Hallelujah. I deafen his ears right now, blind his eyes, that he will not be able to speak no evil over our lives. He will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations. He will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare today is a great day that God has already blessed this day because he has given us this day that he has made. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a lot to rejoice about this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Not just kept us, but we are in our right minds this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all possibilities are before us and in us, amen. All you got to do is get the moving, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask God to go before you to prepare the way, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for us, the good of our lives. For our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened this morning and turned it all around for our good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, and we can never be cursed. Because that God has blessed, no man can curse. And that God has cursed, no man can bless. So we thank you for the God that you have blessed us. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bless your name, Father. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Let's thank God for all that God has already done and doing in the name of Jesus Christ. He's already finished it. He's already done it. Amen. All we have to do right now is believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so grateful to be here this morning. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. We welcome you here this morning at the Gospel Public Ministries. We realize and know that you could be anywhere else, but you have decided to join us today with other brothers and sisters in Christ. So we thank God for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are, again, the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you this morning. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we do want to pray for you. We want to welcome you personally. My husband and I, we want to pray for you and pray with you. This, we trust in God for a mighty move in our lives. Amen. And knowing that God is able to do it, he's still working miracles today. Amen. Hallelujah. So if that's you, please press 1. We welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas and surrounding cities. Amen. We welcome everyone that's out in Louisiana. Hallelujah. New York, New Jersey, Mississippi, Alabama. Hallelujah. Tennessee. Amen. Jesus. All around the world, we thank God for the new platform that God has given us that we can reach people around, our other brothers and sisters, I should say, around the world. Amen. And be able to share the word of God with each other and lift each other up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So again, we welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. How many of y'all know it's a blessing to be here on today, knowing that God has kept us. So much has happened during the week. People didn't make it to Sunday today, but we thank God. And every time I leave out the house and have to get on the highway, the freeway, or even the street, just turn out the corner, you just never know what's waiting for you out there. But I thank God that he sent his angels before me, amen, preparing the way for me, making every crooked path straight, amen. It's been times where I could have been gone. Could have been times where someone almost, if they were coming fast, but just an inch away, like literally an inch away, knowing that God has kept me and those of my family. So, again, we welcome you all this morning and just being grateful. Amen. 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 If this is your first time with us here in Sunday service at 10 a.m., we do have our communion every morning at 10 a.m., and today is first Sunday of October, October the 2nd. This year is really moving right along. October the 2nd, 2022. Amen. Amen. And so we're here in the new month, and we're definitely excited about what God is doing in the month of October. Amen. Just trusting God for all things new. Amen. New attitude. New attitude. A lot of times people be thinking like tangible things that they can touch and stuff. We talk about a new attitude, a new way of thinking. Amen. A new mindset. Amen. That will prosper you, that will take you, that will elevate you, that will take you to a whole new level, that will promote you. Amen. So a new mindset, a new attitude, a new way of thinking. Amen. Hallelujah, because the Bible tells when you keep your mind, just say, when you keep your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And that's so true. It's so true. Yes. Amen. Amen. I don't know if y'all heard Pastor Manny. I'm going to let him say it one more time because there's something good to eat on this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Your attitude determines how high you will go or where you will be as far as your mind is set. It's either set above those things that you may be experiencing, but if your attitude is a low attitude, then it's low. The Bible tells us, you know, that your attitude, it determines how high you go. We like to say your altitude. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Again, like I was saying on Sunday morning, Sunday mornings we have our communion. So if you have your elements to partake in communion with us this morning, please grab those. We're going to have a song selection. And right after our song selection, we're going to have our communion. So Brother Joe Washington, I believe, is with us this morning. And so we're going to have a song selection from our Brother Joe Washington. We always say our very own Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Amen. We definitely missed him the last Sunday, so we're so glad to have you back here on the line. Oh, he was performing in concert. Amen. So we're so glad to have you back this morning. And again, you all, if you can grab your things for communion, we'll be right back. And I'm so excited. Amen. Glory to God. Brother Joe Watson, God bless you.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. I just thank God every day. You know, I thank him for my health and my strength. I thank God for being here. I thank God for my family. Y'all continue to pray for my family because we definitely need prayer. You know, God is good. And pray for those people that were all at destruction this week. You know, God is still able. He's in the storm everywhere. And we don't want you to feel dismayed. Just keep putting your trust in God's hand. And I also like to say, I hope I get this right. I think it's Miss Peterson or either Miss Patterson. What the thing that she did for me last week, you know, I really appreciated God sent her. She was an angel, and she helped me out of a situation. I said, may God bless her and her family because she are a nice person. She's a God sent woman because I could feel it. And I just want you to know that God is able this morning. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, it is moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely drift away, drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely drift away. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, if your soul is not anchored in Jesus,
yeah,
it will surely drift away. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every virtue that left your body, that God will restore you to overflowing. We pray that God will continue to be your strength. Amen. And God will continue to lead and guide you. For the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So we pray that God will continue to order your steps as God has called you a good man. Amen. Hallelujah. That we know that all good things coming from the Lord. We bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank
it's in
you,
Jesus'
God.
Name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's our brother Joel Washington, our uncle we love so much out in New York, New York, and his wife. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. We've been so blessed, amen, since we have started the ministry. My husband and I, God has truly blessed us with men and women of God to help us in this charge. So we definitely are appreciative and grateful, amen, what God is doing in the life of our uncle. And in all that God has said, amen. At this time, if you can grab your elements, if you have those with you, we're going to go ahead and partake in communion this morning. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to partake in communion. Amen. In the body of Christ. Remembering Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions. Forgive us of all of our iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you. All of our transgressions you took with you. All of our iniquities and trespasses you took with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. We love you so much because you first loved us, hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say today, by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we now take this bread, your body, and remember for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we are healed. Hallelujah. And we now take this cup, reminding us that we are healed in the name of Jesus. You may drink. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the finished work, the finished work. And because you live on the inside of us, we say that all is well with us.
Amen.
And all is finished. Every single thing we can ever face, every single thought that we can ever think, you are a finished work. Amen. And we thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can wash away our sins?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back here for the preach word. So stay with us. Amen. It's Apostle Tawani commanding myself. We're bringing the word forward, the word of God, on this morning. So do not leave. Stay right there. We'll be right back again with the preach word. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never lose.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. We have made it to the best part of coming to church. Amen. I would like for every single body that's here in attendance this morning to help me to welcome our apostle, this beautiful woman of God, this anointed God called her. And he equipped her, you know, for this calling, for this time to bring a message, his word. Devoted mother, devoted wife. She's a devoted leader. Exactly how God has intended for her to be for us all. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Apostle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Manning, for such a blessed introduction this morning. I thank God. We welcome the Holy Spirit to have his way in this service. I'm just so happy to be here. I'm forever grateful for this opportunity in my life to be able to do the work that God has called me to do, and not just here on Sundays, but every day of the week. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word of God on today. Father God, we just want to say thank you for another opportunity, oh God, to enter into your presence on today, to receive from you, to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive on today, that we may be rechanged, that our minds may be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. So come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree right now so that you may have all the increase in me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now, Father God, in me, oh God, as I surrender all over to you. Anoint my mouth, anoint my vocal cords, oh God, that I will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That it cannot be denied, oh God. God, I speak your truth, oh God, and not my word, not my way, oh God, for all belongs to you. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the using this morning, for you are the head of my life and the lifter of my head. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, let your glory be seen on each of us here in service on today, oh God. And hallelujah, according to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit right now. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirit designed in the heaven to block us from receiving on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation this morning. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with song. Hallelujah. Again, I'm so grateful to be here. The word of God must go forth this morning because we're dealing with the matters of the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of us are acting and being some other way. Hallelujah. But the truth comes from the heart that we have, that we operate in. Amen. So today's lesson is, what is in your heart? What is in your heart? Is it cruelty? Is it anger? Is it bitterness? Is it jealousy? Is it resentment? What is in your heart? Is it peace? Is it joy? Hallelujah. What is in your heart? What is in your heart, church? I want us to think about that. What's in my heart? Because the Bible tells us that what is in the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So even though we're short on time this morning, I'm going to make sure that if you're already dialed in, It should hold you even when the system begins to hang up. It should hold us a little bit after. So I'm going to try to get through this lesson of this message of this morning, because I want us to really understand this and know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the matters of the heart. The reason why we're acting out the way that we're acting out because of the matters of the heart. The reason we're speaking and saying things is because we have an issue with our heart.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, even in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, if I can remind myself here of that scripture in the beginning, God says that even in our youth, our hearts are wicked. Even in our youth, he said our hearts are wicked. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, amen, hallelujah. If you want to go there with me this morning, the book of Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version, as we're talking about what is in your heart. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, that then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So we're dealing with the matters of the heart. My Lord, my God. So we have to understand this. There is a time of as we pray, asking God to create in us a clean heart, amen, a right heart, a contrite heart, just asking God to, hallelujah, to do some work on our heart, working on what's on the inside, because only God can really know the true intentions of man, because only God can see the heart of man, amen. Hallelujah. So what is in your heart, church? Amen. If you can do today an examination, if you can examine yourself this morning to truly understand, you know, what is really going on with my heart.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We're talking about the matters of the heart. If you turn with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 to 36. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 36. If you're trying to figure out, why is it that I want to do good, but I keep doing evil? Why is it that I know what is right and what is of evil, when I know what's wrong and what is, you know, when I know what is right and what is wrong, when I know what is good and what is evil, why do I continue to say that it is evil? Why do I continue to do what is wrong in the sight of God? Why is that? Because we're dealing with the matters of your heart, because what is in your heart is driving you to say those things, that is driving you to act out, because there is a problem that's going on in your heart.
Yes.
The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 36, Jesus said, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Verse 35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things.
Yeah.
I want us to understand this, what the Bible says, and we look at verse 36, it says, but I say to you that, hallelujah, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Why? Because what's in the heart of man? It is speaking. It is taking root. It is planting seeds of discord. I want us to understand what is going on with our hearts. What kind of hearts are you living with? What kind of heart are you operating in and within this world? When we look at these scriptures of Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 and 36, we see here Jesus reminds us that what we say reveals what is in our hearts. What kinds of words come from your mouth? That's the question. What kinds of words are coming from your mouth? That is an indication of what your heart is really like. You can't solve your heart problem, however, just by cleansing up your speech. You can't solve it anyway just by cleaning up your speech up. You must allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with the new attitudes and motivate, hallelujah, and motives, amen. Then your speech will be cleansed at its source, which is your heart.
Amen.
What is in your heart, church? I want us to think about that. You know, we're not just saying things, and we always say that, oh, God knows my heart. I may have done this, I may have said that, but God really knows my heart. The Bible tells me your true intentions comes from your heart. So you can't just say, I'm doing this, but my heart is good. I know I said that, but my heart is good. No, the Bible speaks it right here. What's in you, what's in your heart is what's coming out of you. It is dictating your action. It's dictating your attitude, because what is in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you go over with me, hallelujah, glory to God. If you go over with me to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, for the sake of time, you all, you can write those scriptures down. I don't want to feel like I'm speeding up here, but I'm going to move up the pace a little bit. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So when we're looking at the scripture, you're understanding what's in your heart, that you keep saying, God knows my heart. God, he, hallelujah, I may have said that or done that, but my heart is good. Hallelujah. You may, don't deceive yourself thinking that you can say and do anything and still claim that you have a good heart. No, 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 no. It does not work like that. You can dress yourself up and look good on the outside and, hallelujah, do all matters of evil and then still say, hallelujah, my heart is good. No, God sees your heart and he knows exactly what's in your heart. And man, as we know, we can see exactly what's in your heart because we see how you act and how you talk.
Amen.
When we look at these things in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17, we look here, chapter 16, verse 7, we look here and see Saul was talking. We want to understand what Saul was. I mean, he was good in his dialect. He was good in that. He was a good-looking man. Saul was tall and handsome. He was an impressive-looking man. So Samuel, hallelujah, may have been trying to find someone who looked like Saul to be Israel's next king. But God warned him against judgment by appearance alone. So when people judge by outward appearance, I want to say, see, we as people, a lot of times we judge by outward appearance. They may look over the quality of individuals who's lacked their particular physical quality society currently admires. See, appearance does not reveal what people are really like on the inside or what their true value is. See, fortunately, God, our hallelujah, our Father, judges by faith and character, not by appearances. And because only God can see on the inside, only he can accurately judge people. See, most people spend hours each week maintaining their outward appearance. Amen. They should do even more to develop the inner character. See, while everyone can see your face, only you and God know what's in your heart or what your heart is really like. See, I want us to ask ourselves this. What steps can we take to improve our heart's attitude? What steps can we begin to take, church, to improve our heart's attitude? Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. So when we say that God knows my heart, when we can truly say that my actions line up with what's actually in my heart, my words that come out of my mouth, hallelujah, lines up with what kind of heart that I am living with. Amen? Hallelujah. What is in your heart, church? What's in your heart? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 6, chapter 45, amen, as we talk about what's in your heart this morning, church, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth the evil. He brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. His mouth speaks. Yeah. I want us to understand that what you are speaking is not you just saying it, but I'm just saying this because I'm upset, I'm sad, because I'm this way and that way. You're speaking what's actually in your heart.
Yeah.
And that's who you are. What's in your heart is who you are. Hallelujah. When we look at this verse here in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus reminds us that our speech and actions reveal the true underlying belief attitudes and motivations. See, the good impressions we try to make cannot last if our hearts are deceptive. What is in your heart will come out in your speech and in your behavior. It will come out.
Yeah.
If it's joy in your heart, if it's peace in your heart, if it's goodness in your heart, amen, hallelujah. If it's in your heart, it will come out. You will speak those things. Hallelujah. What is in your heart, church? What's in your heart? The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you do flows from it. So guard your heart. Our heart, you, I want us to understand this, church, our heart, our feelings of love and desire dictates to a great extent how we live, because we always find time to do what we enjoy. See, Solomon tells us, hallelujah, in this scripture, he tells us to guard our heart above all else, making sure we concentrate on those desires that will keep us on the right path. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9 through 10, as we're talking about, church, what is in your heart this morning? The heart, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? My Lord, my God. Verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. See, God makes us clear why we sin. It's a matter of the heart. Our hearts have been inclined towards sin from the time, hallelujah, from the time we were born. See, it is easy to fall into the routine of forgetting and forsaking God, but we can still choose whether or not to continue in sin. We can yield to a specific temptation, or we can ask God to help us, hallelujah, resist the temptation when it comes. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Do you have a heart to seek? Do you have a heart to serve? Amen. Hallelujah. See, naturally, the freedom of the heart is to think, will, and act from its affections. The heart can be deceptive, tricky, evil, and confused. And I want to talk about different hearts this morning, amen, about what is in your heart, church, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's in your heart? An unsaved heart. I want to talk about an unsaved heart. There are a lot of people that are not born again. A lot of people go to church but are not born again. Many of the pastors are not born again. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 10, so for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, you have a wicked heart. If you have a wicked heart here, hallelujah, if a person does not put his heart under the guide of the Holy Spirit, you will tend to enjoy doing evil. People with wicked hearts are dangerous to be friends with. I want you to understand that, church. Hallelujah. To have a heart that's discouraging. We're talking about a discouraging heart, amen? A discouraged heart. When some people are faced with trials and challenges, they usually easily give up. They say, I can't go on. They're easy to be discouraged. Their heart are discouraged to move on, to move forward. They're ready to give up on the instant that something happens. And, hallelujah, they feel like, I just can't go on. I just can't keep on keeping on. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 10, if thy faith in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. What's in your heart, church? When we talk about a heart that is double-minded, there are some people that are also full of doubts. Even when the promise of God is so clear and sure, they are still, hallelujah, operating with a mind of doubt. They're operating with a double mind, amen? They're double-minded about it. The Bible says in James, hallelujah, 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Why is that? Why is that, Pastor? Because his heart is that way. He has a double, hallelujah, he has a double-minded heart. Some of us are operating with a selfish heart. These people with a type of heart always want to have all the good things of life to themselves, and nobody will have it. See, some of the symptoms of this category of heart is the urge to keep up acquiring even when you don't need it. A person with a proud heart, people with this heart are usually, hallelujah, too proud to accept the truth. When the Holy Spirit is reproofing them through a lower, hallelujah, status person, they will feel too ridiculed. And this symptom is the sign of arrogance. Amen? A person that operates with a proud heart, hallelujah, they are a person of arrogance. Amen? They won't let you say because you're not in a position that they respect. If you're lower than them, hallelujah, they cannot receive from you, because who are you to try to tell me? I got more money than you. I got a house. I got a car. What do you have? You can't tell me nothing. God can't use you. That's a person with a proud heart. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 14, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. When we look at an abstinent heart, these people will refuse to yield to correction because of this kind of heart. Such people are usually destroyed, amen, at the end of the day, because there is no counsel to put them to the right way. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 2 and 30 that, but Sihon, the king of Heshbon, Heshbon would not let us pass by him, for the Lord their God hardened his spirit and made his heart abstinent, that he may deliver him into thy hand as a apparent this day. Hallelujah. What is in your heart, church? What is in your heart? What is keeping you back? What is holding you, keeping you bondage? Amen. What is in your heart? I ask you this morning. Some of us are operating with a fearful heart. These classes of people are very fearful. When they face any situation that is new and not looking pleasant, their heart jumps in a fear state. They begin to think of every possible negative that could happen to them. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:3, the foolish of man perverts his way, and heart freeth against the Lord. Fret against the Lord. I want us to understand this, church, what is in your heart. Some of us are living with a heavy heart. When people with this kind of heart have troubles, they will let it bore, they will let it burden them. They will let it trouble them and overtake them. The heavy heart is not able to give any solution, but instead confuse and complicate the issue more, and it is even difficult to pray with this kind of heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:20, as he that taketh away a garment in cold weather, and as a vinegar weapon, a hire, I want us to understand, so he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. Some of us are dealing with a troubled heart. When faced with troubles, the troubled heart is not able to receive the word of God. Instead, it begins to panic. The Bible says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What is in your heart, church? What is in your heart today? What is in your heart? Can we be honest with ourselves? Amen. As I wrap up here as I go through these last few hearts that a lot of us are dealing with. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are operating with a foolish and darkened heart. A lot of people have been brought down because of the foolishness of their heart. It is such a heart that claims, amen, that God does not exist. Such people's heart is now darkened that they cannot see the light even when it is obvious. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1:21, said because when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. My Lord, my God. There are some of us that are dealing with a heart that is deceitful and mischievous. People with such a heart are fraudulent and cannot be trusted with any business, their family, or position of integrity. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 4:14, O Jerusalem, was thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall they vain thoughts lodge within thee? Church, we got to understand what's happening here. You need to examine your heart and do a cleanup because of a deceptive attribute of the heart. One might think all is well. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, as I wrap up here, what is in your heart? The Bible says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Ask God today for creating you a clean heart. The Bible says in Psalm 51:10, ask God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. What is in your heart, church? Can we be honest with ourselves? Because we are born as sinners, our natural inclination is to please ourselves rather than God. David followed that inclination when he took another man's wife. We also follow when we sin in any way. Like David, we must ask God to cleanse us, amen, from within, cleaning our hearts, amen, hallelujah, and our spirits for new thoughts and desires. the right conduct can come only from a clean heart and spirit. Ask God to create a pure heart and spirit in you. Amen. Write down what is in your heart, church. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, a right heart, a contrite heart, oh God. Deliver me, oh God, from that is in my heart, Father. Oh Lord, help us on today. Help us on today, oh God, to understand and know what is going on in our hearts. The doors of the church is open. If there be one on today, hallelujah.
Even in every mouth in thy heart. That is the word of faith which is preached. That if thou shalt confess with the mouth, Lord, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath risen him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
But with the heart, men believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, the confessions are made unto salvation. We thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have with your heart, and you realize, you know, this message that was preached today, you realize that that your inside world is not a part of the kingdom of God. When I say your inside world, I'm talking about your heart, what's going on in your heart. You realize that, you know, today, this message, it really have convicted me. It really has straightened me out. You know what? If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, this is an altar call. This is an altar call. This is an opportunity for you to allow Jesus Christ to get your heart right, get your inside world together. God knows who you are. You know who you are. You know if your inside world is not together. It don't matter what it look like on the outside. It don't even matter what you may sound like. You may sound high-sounding. You may know the Bible from cover to cover. But you know what's in your heart. Amen. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and it's your desire today to be saved, then right here where you are, I would like for you to repeat after me. Father God, I realize that I am a sinner. I realize that my inside world, my heart is not right. There's so many things that come from my mouth, which is the evidence of what's in my heart. I confess today that, Lord Jesus, that you died for every single one of my sins.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You went to hell for me. And you paid the ultimate sacrifice in full that I could not repay. I believe
yes,
that
Lord.
You was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And you, right now, you sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Interceding for me right now.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. And I confess today that I receive you into my heart.
Amen.
And today I thank you that I am saved. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer, hallelujah, then you are saved. Hallelujah. You are saved.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You are saved. And if whatever was to happen after today, after you had just prayed this prayer, you don't have to worry about anything because God and you and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, you have just become one and family have just become one. Hallelujah. Your name is written in the book of life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's settle it in your heart. Let's settle it in your heart right now that I am changed. I am delivered. I am free. Amen.
Yes.
You have prayed that prayer.
Amen.
We would like you to press one. We would like for you to press one if you have prayed that prayer. If you're online, call in 845-277-9213 and press one. Let us know who you are. Pastor Tyler Nick and I would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We'd like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. And every single body that's here today, all believers here, we'd like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen.
Yes, please.
If there is something that's going on in your life right now, there's something that's going on in the life of a loved one, a brother, a sister, niece, a nephew, mother, father, grandfather, a co-worker, whoever it is, there's something that's going on. And you need to bring it over to Jesus. There's some prayer. You know, we can pray for one another. We can pray for one another, even if that person is not present or even if they're not able to pray. I thank God that we get to pray. We get to pray for one another. We get to come to the throne of grace and pray about these things, give these things over to Jesus, because right now we say that he's sitting right now interceding for us. And this is a prayer. We get to pray. We get to pray.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. And the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And it said, let the redeem of the Lord say so. And we are that redeem of the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, if you know that you are the redeem of the Lord, so those things that may be going on in your life or the things that may be going on in your family member's life, that you know that this right here needs, there's redemption needs to take place in their life, deliverance needs to take place in their life, come to Jesus, not to Apostle Dominique and I. Come to Jesus, bring it to God in prayer. Yes, he knows all about it. But see, by your faith, see, if you prayed that prayer of salvation before in your life, you know that by your faith you make confessions with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You put it, you take it out of your hand and put it in God's hand. This is that relationship.
Yes,
you cannot forget about that relationship, to pray to God, to come to God. See, that's where man and woman, see, that's where we fail in the Garden of Eden. See, we didn't come to God when we had something that was on our mind. There was something that was in our heart. Will you come? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tyronique and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to love you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. See, every single word that's going to come out of our mouth is going to be in light or in recognition, in honor of Jesus Christ. See, we preach Jesus Christ in this church. We preach Jesus Christ, and we're going to preach the love of God. We are going to give every single thing that the Holy Spirit tells us to give. Will you come right there where you are, whether you're in New York or whether you're in Chicago, whether you're in any place of California or Louisiana or Texas, wherever you are, will you press one? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for every single body, every single mind, every single heart that showed up today to hear your word. We pray, Father God, that this word that you have preached through the mouth of your apostle, that it bless every single ear, that it bless every single heart, that it stops us right there in our tracks from those thinking, from thinking low of ourselves, from thinking high of ourselves, from thinking independent of you. For our life, Father God, is a life of being dependent of you, not independent. And we thank you, Father, that you love us so much, that you sing your word, Father, through Christ Jesus, that's passed down from generation to generation to generation, that
Lord,
it may comfort
yes, Lord.
Us, that it may heal us, that it may deliver us, that it may save us, that it may set us free, that it may put us on the right track to get back to where you are.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Christ Jesus over us right now and over every single thing that is concerning us and every single body that is concerning us. And we say all
yes,
is
Lord.
Well with us in our house.
All
it's in Jesus' name
amen.
That we pray. And the whole church do say amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God again for the word that went forth. It makes me to examine my heart, what is truly in your heart. Amen. What's going on with the heart? Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering available to give on today, let us pray as we bless them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your words that you give seed to the soil, God. It's you that give the increase, Lord God. It's you, Lord God, that have blessed us. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing to one another. Lord, we come to give on today, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom, honor our tithes and offering, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake here on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit, kiss, generous heart that we give on today, oh God, good measured. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements for today, October the 2nd, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor is Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. We bless you with the love of Christ. Our message, our announcements on today, I always get tongue-tied when it's time for the announcements. Monday at, is it 9 p.m.? 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, I had to remember. We have our intercessory prayer. Join us 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for our intercessory prayer on Monday nights. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. So join us here at 845-277-9213. And on Sundays, we have our Sunday service, which is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please join us. We are having our discipleship training starting next week on Thursday. If you have not got your material for discipleship training, you'll have to participate in the next one to come. Amen. Will be next year around the month of May. So at this time, we're entering in as we're going to be having our discipleship training starting next Thursday. For those of you who have already received your information, all your material to start with us, we look forward to seeing you all with us on next Thursday at 7 p.m. here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And it'll be every Thursday on our church line at 7 p.m. So join us for discipleship training. If you have your material, if not, you'll have to start with us the next go-round because you will need those materials in order to follow us in our discipleship training. All right? All right, and happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday on this new month of October. Happy birthday, my Aunt Bridget, and happy heavenly birthday to my Aunt Nina. They celebrated on yesterday, October the 1st. Amen. Happy birthday. We love you. We thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to bless and bless you with long life, good health and strength, peace, joy and happiness and the favor of the Lord be upon your life. And our daughter Kenya is celebrating her birthday on October the 23rd. So happy birthday to everyone else that's celebrating the birthday this month of October. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union with love, increase your love, peace, joy, and happiness, and prosperity with long life together. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, October the 2nd, 2022, and we thank God for it. Amen. We do have our, I believe we have, okay, that is all we have for the month of October. I'm just trying to remember, Pastor Manny, is there anything that you can remember before we wrap up here?
No, I think you have it all.
All right, amen. Well, glory to God. At this time, we got to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us on today with the word, that we'll take it, Lord God, that we'll give it freely as you have given it to us in the name of Jesus. We bless you to prosper here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to have a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people. We bless you to be a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to hear a word from God this morning. I pray that it don't take long for a person to examine their own heart. It might take a little while for me to know what's in your heart, but it don't take long for you to examine your own heart if you're willing to open up and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
This is that place where God wants to meet us to deliver us from self. Amen.
Amen.
God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. If you do see it so fit, you know, do join us at the 2 p.m. hour Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we'll be in Sunday service at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. And like I said, just enjoy your Sunday. Remember that Satan is a defeated foe. He has already been defeated. So you don't have to worry about those things that you face in your life, no matter what they are. You don't have to worry about them. Just put it all on Jesus. Put it all on Jesus, and every single thing is going to be all right. Know that it's already all right. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. get that.